Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us this week again on Help and Hope. My name is Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by
Todd Stride
and Tim Lane.
And Tim Lane, you guys are looking good today.
Thanks. You are too.
Okay, thanks. Well, we're all going for blue. This week, we're going to respond to a question. It goes like this. How would you help those who have been hurt by a local church and are now unwilling to invest in it anymore?
Well, that's a sadly not an uncommon question and issue. I'll just throw this out there, and Todd, you can bounce off of it. I mean, certainly what you're wanting to do initially is first of all, determine what the issue is. You know, how did the church, in their opinion, actually hurt them? And I want to listen to that well. I want to gather that information. At the same time, as I'm really listening well, gathering the information, trying to determine what the real issue is, actually asking those specific questions. Now, what was the issue that brought you the hurt? I'm also, because I was a pastor, always carefully not assuming that I'm getting all of the information, that there is a second side to the story. I don't want to diminish or disparage what the person is telling me, but I'm holding that information that they're giving me loosely and wanting to balance it out with, okay, there is another side, and at least begin there.
Yeah, Tim, I agree with you. And I think in conceptualizing this scenario, I'm talking about how do I understand the person. And I think if someone has stated that there's a problem with the church, that probably should give you not only a problem with the church, but that is keeping them from going back to the church. That's probably giving you an indication that there's other stuff going on in their life, and to be aware of that. It's possible that this could also tell you that this person has been through quite a bit of pain, mm-hmm. that relationships and experiences with people in the past have been hurtful. It's possible that they're also telling you something about how they typically do relationship when conflict comes up. Mm-hmm. So I think that's good to keep in mind as we begin to address what to do next with this person. It's good to have an idea of what potentially you're dealing with in the first place. Mm-hmm. And the notion that by them telling you this, that there's a problem and that they're having a difficulty going back to the church, they're actually inviting you into their story. And it seems like it's an invitation to say, will you listen and will you empathize? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. How do you gather information about this person's relational history? And does that begin to inform the way you're thinking about helping them? And depending on the severity of the hurt, that's also going to determine what you get them to do. In that context of understanding, you're also wanting them to identify and own whatever, if any, sin may be, their responsibility. How do you get them to own that based on the severity of the hurt?
You know, this issue is front and center with younger folks who have kind of left the church at large and said, well, I'll follow Jesus. But the local church, I was there when I was younger, I was hurt. It seems to be pervasive now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have a starting of a lot of different forms of churches out of that. Does this question touch that issue at all?
Yeah, I think it probably touches the issue by letting us know that a person has not experienced the blessing of what a community should look like. So the way you might want to approach that is if a person has never experienced it in a positive way, your goal would be to find a way that you could bring a positive, delightful church experience to them, and as opposed to forcing them to engage it at a high level. Mm. And I think you would, to help a person like this, you would probably avoid statements like, God wants you to go to church. You should go to church because your spiritual growth will be connected to that, or that it's the only way to follow Jesus. Mm. Now, I think those things could be true. In fact, they probably are true, but they may not be helpful or beneficial to that person at that moment. So I think there's certain things that we can stay away from as we're trying to give them an experience of church that's smaller than the traditional experience. Okay, so I think the way that you provide a beneficial and yet real experience of church to a person like this is essentially, it comes down to you yourself are church to them, that you incarnate and you present to them this community and this relationship. And the prayer would be that as you engage them, they find their way into the bigger community over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I think as Todd says, you're incarnating the gospel in your relationship, then you're beginning to speak of the grace of the gospel, of Jesus's life, death, and resurrection, and how he works his grace out in our lives within the context of community and relationships, and to begin to paint, you know, a brighter future, give this person hope, and then probably even begin to say, let's now begin to find that place where this can begin to happen. That's the direction you're moving in. And it may be that this person no longer attends the church they were and they move to another one. It may mean that the gospel is moving them back towards the church, towards reconciliation, by owning their own sins, if there are any, and then also learning how to candidly and respectfully address wrongs that they feel like have been done to them. And how can you help them do that?
And you do that in light of the forgiveness that we've received in Christ.
Sure.
And that's the only way you do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.